So this is a rose quartz meditation. And before we do the meditation, I'm going to talk with you a little bit about some of the benefits of rose quartz. So rose quartz is one of the main, most popular stones that is used to enhance unconditional love for receiving, giving, opening to, and teaching unconditional love. This is a very good stone for the heart chakra. It's also good for developing a sense of self-worth and self-respect. It also is very calming and peaceful. It helps you to tune into feelings of peace, tranquility, love, mercy, compassion. All levels of the heart are purified and opened when you use this crystal. The rose quartz also helps you to attract love and relationships that serve you well, so healthy relationships. This stone also helps you to release emotional pain, internalized pain from unexpressed emotions and feelings of loss and deprivation. So gently holding the rose quartz supports and strengthens your daily affirmations by constantly drawing and replacing negative energy with positive life-affirming energy and supporting mindfulness of our intention as we go about the day. Rose quartz facilitates your well-being. It's an emotional healer. It's calming and reassuring. It helps to provide comfort in times of grief over lost love and heartache. It helps to soothe pain. It encourages self-forgiveness and acceptance, self-worth, self-respect, self-responsibility, and self-trust. Okay, so now we're going to do a very gentle guided meditation. I'm going to talk you through it. Yes. What? Oh, Jessica, could you, or someone, turn off that light? Thank you. And can you turn off that one? Yeah, yes. And would you like to hit the air conditioner up 1 degree? Thank you. Perfect. Now that we're going to get all more comfortable, we've turned the lights off. I want you to take a couple of nice deep breaths and close your eyes. This is our opportunity to practice really getting attuned to a crystal. Because a lot of the work that we're going to be doing today is about utilizing crystals, using them for specific purposes, but so often we forget to listen to the crystals. So rose quartz is such a soft and loving energy that this is a wonderful crystal to start with for practicing tuning in and listening. So now as you focus on your breathing, I'd like for you to cup the rose quartz lightly in your hands and rest your hands comfortably in your lap, taking a nice soft breath. Feel the energy of the rose quartz as it fills your cupped hands. As you are holding that rose quartz and you're noticing how it feels in your hands, notice that it may feel tingly, it may feel effervescent, it may feel light, heavy, or like your hands are suctioned together, or they may want to expand apart. There is no right or wrong way that it should feel. How it feels is right for you. So just tuning into the physical sensation of that rose quartz that you're holding in your hand. Feel or imagine the energy of the rose quartz moving up through your arms, through to your heart center, and radiating out to fill your being in whatever way feels right to you. So take a deep breath and feel or imagine that energy moving up through your arms, through to the heart center, and radiating out to fill your whole being. Trust that the rose quartz will lovingly calm, heal, open, and enhance anything within you that needs attention at this time. You may even see the pink of the rose quartz behind your closed eyes, maybe glittering flashes, maybe an expansive mist or swirls of color, or deep color that fades in and out as the energy of the rose quartz connects with your various energy centers. Feel gratitude for any loving strength, support, peace, or awareness that comes to you. Feel the energy of the rose quartz. Luxuriate in the connection. Allow it to lovingly fill you and empower you, and remain within that expansive, grounded space of love. And now we're going to be moving into some affirmations, which will allow and facilitate change in ways that continually surprise you. Because the results will be profound. So take another long, deep breath. And now I invite you to bring your awareness behind your brow chakra. And if you like, you can even hold your rose quartz up against your brow chakra, allowing it to have an energetic effect on this energy center. The color of this chakra is indigo or purple. See yourself sitting in the middle of this space, your brow chakra. Breathe. And now take your gemstone and bring your awareness to your crown chakra. You can move that gemstone up to your crown chakra. See that chakra layered with the petals of a closed lotus flower. And imagine those petals unfolding, opening to pure positive energy and the infinite field of possibilities. Allow the pure white light of this crown chakra to illuminate and enliven the deep indigo purple of this space. Feel the energy flood in and cascade through your physical body. And breathe. Repeat this statement to yourself silently. I am loving and peaceful. And breathe. Take your awareness to just below your navel, your sacral chakra in your lower abdomen. Bring your stone down to your sacral chakra. See your pelvic area as a golden bowl filled with the vibrant orange waters of creativity. You sit in the middle of a giant lotus leaf, perfectly balanced, fully supported. And breathe. No matter which way you choose to move, the liquid always returns to balance with you perfectly supported in the middle. Breathe. Repeat this statement to yourself. I am fully supported and I adapt to change. I am fully supported. And I adapt to change. And breathe. Take your awareness to your heart center. Moving your stone to your heart. This is the middle chakra. The chakra that bridges the upper three and the lower three chakras. The color is vibrant emerald or forest green. See yourself in the middle on a vibrant pink and white lotus flower atop a green lotus leaf. You are seated in your heart, the center of unconditional love. Breathe. See your heart center flooded with divine energy from above as life force energy rises to meet it from below. You are supported in love from above and below. Repeat this statement to yourself. I am gifted unconditional love and have infinite worth. I am gifted unconditional love and have infinite worth. And breathe. This powerful energy from your heart center floods down your arms and out through your hands to touch the world. You are fully supported and in your power as you choose to act from your heart. Repeat the full affirmation, feeling spirit, or your innate divinity, your higher self, speaking to you. You are loving and peaceful. And you think, repeat to yourself, I am loving and peaceful. You are fully supported as you adapt to change. And you repeat, I am fully supported as I adapt to change. You are gifted unconditional love and have infinite worth. And you repeat, I am gifted unconditional love and have infinite worth. You are energy being human. And you repeat, I am energy, being human. Breathe. Remain in this space, feeling this space for as long as it feels comfortable. And as you are remaining in this heart space, focusing on your breath, be open to any feelings or emotions that may come through from your higher wisdom or even from the stone communicating something to you, even in a very subtle way through a feeling. Breathe and open to any messages that might come through. When you are ready, take a big, slow, deep breath and bring your awareness and your stone back to your crown chakra. See the petals of that lotus flower closing once again, which you know that you can open again at will and close at will anytime you wish. Take another long, slow, deep breath. Bring your awareness back into your body. Wiggle your toes and your fingers. Gently move your hands and your head. And open your eyes to bring your awareness fully back into the moment. As you hold your crystal, express gratitude to your crystal and say thank you. Okay, so you can open your eyes when you're ready.